inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Spring is just around the corner, and we learn about starting starts in this year's first edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, after a bit of a winter, some snow, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Luckily, not too much of a winter here in Juneau, anyway.
Well, at least not as much snow as in Haines, Skagway, Valdez, and Cordova. They're probably going to be digging out until July, right?
Could very well be, and there may be folks up there even thinking about spreading some wood ashes or sand or other dark stuff on top of the snow to help it melt away. I have done that in the past when I've been anxious to get rid of the stuff.
And that's short of just digging and shoveling it away. That could probably shorten a few days, few weeks off of the melting time, right?
It's surprising how fast that works. Yeah, folks have access to that, to sprinkle something on top of the snow. I mean, you can watch it go down by inches a day. On even a day, just as long as it's not too cold, if it's just even a cloudy day, the stuff melts fast. That really helps.
Okay. And inside, there's some things that we can do right now to get a head start on growing and planting in our garden. We could start a few vegetables, right?
Yes. And deciding which ones to start, really, folks can learn by reading the back of the seed packet, which tells you how far ahead to start plants. Usually it's before the last frost date. Again, for much of Juneau, that means early to mid-May. So, say for broccoli and cauliflower, it's roughly 4 to 6 weeks before that time. That's when you would be transplanting them into the ground. So we're looking at early April, say. For tomatoes, it's more like 8 to 10 weeks before the ground warms up enough. Well, of course, if we've got greenhouses, which is where we want to grow those, 8 to 10 weeks. So I'm getting ready to start tomatoes maybe today or perhaps next week so that they don't get too tall and leggy and falling over and taking over my whole house because I can't get them out into the ground. So getting the preparations ready, washing some recyclable pots and 10% bleach solution with those to recycle. Potting soil.
Why do we need to wash the pots?
We don't want to have fungus spores in the soil which will attack the new growing seedlings, causing the disease is called damping off. Effectively, it means you wake up one morning and look at your plants and they've all fallen over. Literally, the fungus attacks the base of the plant, where it comes out of the ground normally, and weakens it, and over they go, and then you have dead plants, which are not salvageable. So that's why we want to start out with clean pots and clean new potting soil. I mean, it may be potting soil you've had since last year at least, but still it should be clean stuff, not recycling that.
Okay, and then for some of these plants, obviously they need a lot of water to start, and also you should probably get out your grow lights too, right?
Yes, and for watering initially, when you plant the seeds, you want them to be in moist soil, and then once they are up and growing, then you can have diluted liquid fertilizer for those. But lighting is most important, and truly, it's marginal to have them just in a window. If you can have them underneath just standard 4-foot-long shop lights, cheap cool white bulbs, close. They need to be within 3 to 4 inches of the top of the plants for the brightness that the plants need, and a timer, ideally, set at about 14 to 16 hours of daylight. They actually do need some darkness, too, so they can kind of rest and respire and go through the proper process, not 24-hour-a-day daylight. And then you gotta be able to keep moving the lights up or moving the plants down as they grow.
Okay. And finally, before we go, there's a unique gardening conference coming up this weekend in Haines, and I wonder if you could tell us about it. I guess you're
sure.
One of the presenters.
I am. We're talking, it's a spring. It's the first one in Haines. And so we've got some folks coming up from Juneau. It's a challenge because there's something else going on, so ferry vehicle space and a lot of the plane flights even are booked. But people could check on that for Walk on the Ferry. And at the Master Gardener website has the information and contacts, and it is seakmg.org for more information on the garden conference. And tickets are available up there if folks can get to Haines and back up Friday and back on Monday. Okay. Or Sunday. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Very good, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature on Morning Edition during the late winter, early spring, summer, early fall. You're listening to KTOO Juneau. It's 801.